Well, someone who's clearly stuck at home and thinking, I can't be doing this, I need to get more music out, is pop legend Rosala. She joins me on the line. Hi, Rosala.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Are you a caged animal in these lockdown conditions, or are you enjoying the peace and quiet?
I am beginning to feel like a caged animal.
Yeah, really? It is a bit of a trick, isn't it? Because I guess an average day for you is not like a normal desk job, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, I'm either in the recording studio, and usually weekends, Neil, I'm traveling either plane, train, car, and getting busy doing that, you know, which I absolutely love, going to do my shows around either the UK or out of the UK. And it's busy. So when I'm at home and I'm not doing any of that stuff, then I have a home life. You know, I'm a wife to a wonderful husband, and, you know, we do home stuff and things like that. So I make sure that I fill my day.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so just remind us, for those who think, I know the name, I love the songs, but you're originally from Zimbabwe, and that's where you really hit it big, wasn't it? That was the start for you.
That's right. Well, I was actually born in Zambia, so I'm Zambian by birth, and then we moved to Zimbabwe. My mom is Zambian and my father is Zimbabwean, so I like to think that I have both feet in both these countries.
Yeah, good countries to have your feet in as well. A lot of culture and everything in both, isn't it?
Exactly,
rich heritage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you came over here and it just took off, didn't it?
I came over here and I started traveling to England late 1988. I desperately wanted to be an international superstar. And I thought the only way that's going to happen is by me traveling either to England or America. And it just so happened that England is the place that happened for me. Late 1988, started recording here, traveling back and forth. And then I decided to live here and see how things go when it was 1990. And 1991 was when Everybody's Free broke.
And that really is still an anthem to this day, isn't it? What's it like, what's it like to have an anthem in your repertoire?
Neil, it is so surreal. It's so unbelievable. If you told me, I think Everybody's Free turns 29 this year.
Goodness me.
And if you told me that, you know, 30 years ago that you'd have a song that would still be, you know, making it for you and the profile's being raised by other people constantly remixing it and stuff like that, I would have gone, nah, I don't think so, Neil.
Is that right? Yeah, I remember when we spoke last time, I said to you, yeah, but actually for me, Never Loved the Same Way Twice is my favourite track of yours.
And to hear that is music to my ears, honestly, because usually it's Everybody's Free that when I'm told a song other than Everybody's Free is a favourite of someone, I go, really?
Yeah, and it just works for me. And what I like, I mean, it's great. If you're at a disco or you're at a club, and as a former nightclub DJ at the time, I remember putting the track, you know, putting Everybody's Free on, and of course the dance floor would always light up and off they all go. But it is really nice just to hear the other music that an artist does. And that's why I've enjoyed your new stuff coming out, because it's, you know, you're more than just one song by a long shot.
Yes, that's what I believe. And thank you so much for saying that, Neil. And that's what I believe. A few years ago, 2008, 2009, I recorded an album called Brand New Version. And it's not strictly jazz, but it's a little bit on the jazzy, easy listening side, you know, mid-tempo tracks. And because I feel I'm more than just a dance artist, and I feel my vocals can lend to ballads and mid-tempos, of which I've done over the years. And this album is strictly just that, just easy listening all the way.
But magnificent isn't, is it? Magnificent is.
No, magnificent isn't. It's, I mean, you know, it's up tempo, it's dance stuff, but it's not in the realms of Everybody's Free, Faith and Power Love. It's a different style. It's got an 80s feel to it, you know. So I'm like to think of myself as one of these artists being open minded. When I'm sent a demo track, and maybe it might not be that great, but I can hear there's an ingredient in there to take that track to another level. And usually that happens in the artist's voice and what that artist's voice brings to the song. And then of course the mixes are really important, you know, so it's all like, I guess, making a cake.
Well, yeah, just going back to Everybody's Free, and as you say, you know, constantly remix after remix of that. But on this new single, there's a whole pack of remixes that have come with it at release. Are you far more involved in those remixes rather than I'm guessing with Everybody's Free, someone sort of sends you one in the post and goes, oh, by the way, I've done this to it. But with these new ones, are you far more involved in the remixes, or do you wait and hear the hear with surprise when they send it through as well?
I'm really, you know, I'm surprised. What normally happens is a record label sends the vocal stems to producers that we think will deliver something. And the joy is you leave it up to them to surprise you, let them do their magic, you know, because everybody's got a different ingredient to bring to the table, and you must give them the freedom to do that, you know, and that's what's been done with the mixes on Magnificent.
Excellent, excellent. So you've got this new album coming out. When can we expect it, or are things a little bit tricky with the lockdown? I guess getting stuff engineered is a trick, isn't it?
Oh, my darling Neil, that's a question. Well, the thing is, I had one more track left to record for the album. And and then this all just happened. So, you know, the good thing is there are the tracks on the album are currently being mixed around the world, being put together, and we'll choose the best. I think we've done about 10 or 11 tracks so far, which really is an album in itself. Hmm. But we wanted to make it a 12-track album. So, you know, I haven't spoken to Gary about it, but my thoughts are that, you know, we've got Magnificent, which is coming out, which is out today. Hopefully that'll run for a few months, maybe towards the end of this year. And who knows where we'll be then. Hopefully we'll be back in the studio to record that.
Fingers crossed. And some sort of discreet little gigs where everyone's sitting at least 6 feet apart as well, hopefully.
Absolutely. Oh, you know, honestly, my hubby was saying, I think we're going to have to sing in little small pubs now. I'm like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. And won't those be lovely gigs? Won't we appreciate live music when it happens?
Yeah. You know, honestly, Neil, if I do a small club or a pub and there's about 50, 80 people all spread out, that's fine. You know, you just adjust and just take each day as it comes.
Sure.
And until, you know, life, God willing, returns to as normal as we know it.
Well, we've got your music to keep us going in the meantime. We love the new tracks and good luck with everything. Thanks for joining us on the line today, and stay safe, won't you?
Neil, thank you so much. And I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for your support on Turn on the Light on all my tracks. And again, it's, you know, DJs like yourself that has kept my profile being raised, and it keeps me working and it keeps me out there. So thank you.
Well, I might as well have a decent song to play if we're going to play any. So I'll play yours. You take care.
You too, my darling. Take care.